Sexual relations between people of the same sex were not illegal under the Icelandic law until 1869. They were nevertheless considered immoral, sinful, or perverted. Grágás, Icelanders' oldest book of laws, contains legal codes from the 12th and 13th centuries. According to these laws, same-sex sexual relations were not illegal, and there was no mention of sex between women. It was, however, illegal to defame a man by calling him ragur, stróðinn, or sorðinn. These words meant that the man was argur, i.e. feminine, cowardly, or had been penetrated by another man. The words thus referred to qualities that were considered unmanly. These qualities were called ergi. It was, however, not considered unmanly to penetrate another man. Men would even rape other men if they wanted to humiliate them and demonstrate their power. Why was the accusation illegal but not the deed itself? What does it tell us about ideas of masculinity and gender roles in the Commonwealth era?